Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Did someone say war? It's time to go to war. Wayne Allyn Root is with you. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday. I always like to do a little proof of life. Today is Friday, October 22nd. I am live, not Memorex. Wayne Allyn Root in the studio. I've been saying all week that one of the biggest issues in America is the fact that to ask someone once every 2 years or 4 years for ID to vote, which takes them 1 second to show the little photo ID, is considered racist for 40 years now by Democrats. They've been fighting it because that's how they steal elections. But now they want to fine In-N-Out Burger if you try and walk in for a hamburger and sit down for 10 minutes at an In-N-Out Burger in San Francisco. They want to fine and shut down In-N-Out Burger because they don't have employees at the front door demanding vaccine proof and photo ID. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. It's the most incredible scam I've ever heard. Photo ID is no good. It's racist. Once a year to vote, once every 4 years to vote, but 50 times a day, it's okay. It's not racist. Because they're trying to defund the middle class. They're trying to destroy us all. And then if you think that's bad, that's hypocritical, Biden is finally building a border wall. Did you know that? The bad news is it's just for the border. The wall is just for the border of his $2 million beach house. Can you believe these people? If walls don't work, why does every rich liberal have a wall around their million-dollar house? Explain that to me. Can you imagine the southern border with Mexico? Walls don't work. Why would we need a wall? Millions of people are now coming over. No big deal. A wall wouldn't have done anything. They would have all just jumped over a 20-foot wall with a moat and alligators around it. Who needs a wall? But the Department of Homeland Security is spending $455,000 on a Delaware construction company to build a fence around President Biden's summer White House. $456,548 to be exact, to Turnstone Holdings LLC for the purchase and installation of security fencing at 32 Farview, Rehoboth, Delaware. So there's no border wall allowed, but walls around Pelosi's mansions and Biden's mansions and no doubt Kamala Harris's mansions. They've all got border walls and they've got security with guns. But the rest of us, we could pound sand. It's amazing. My commentary will be out on Sunday in newspapers across this country through Creator Syndicate, my national syndicator. And here is the title. We could take back the USA by modeling the hero Southwest airline pilots. Here's the column. A month ago, my brand new bestseller, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, came out. A month seems like a lifetime ago. What happened over this past month validates the strategy I laid out. It changes everything. My book lays out the case that America and American exceptionalism are under vicious attack. We are facing a radical communist takeover of the United States, and I believe we must respond with the tactics and strategy of Dr. Martin Luther King, with strikes, boycotts, protests, intimidation, and civil disobedience. The great news is the pilots of Southwest Airlines have put these tactics to work, and they've proven that conservatives and patriots can use this strategy to save America. Civil disobedience and intimidation are what liberals, i.e. socialists, communists, and Marxists, have used for decades to steamroll us. A vocal and vicious minority has managed to hijack the direction of America with these tactics, and now it's time to turn the tables. We now know two could play at this game. Until now, conservatives have never used intimidation, strikes, boycotts, or civil disobedience, and the reasons why are simple. Liberal activists are vicious, violent, and loud, and that's because they have nothing to lose. Have you ever seen an Antifa protest? They look like they've never had a job or a bath. BLM protests weren't about protesting as much as rioting, looting, and burning. They caused about $2 billion in property damage in the summer of 2020. That's never going to be us. Conservatives don't riot, loot, burn, or commit violence. We have too much to lose. Conservatives don't sit home collecting handouts. Our lives revolve around work. We do all the working, spending, and taxpaying in America. We have jobs, businesses, families, assets to protect. We can't afford violence or being arrested. We'd go broke just paying the legal fees. Whereas liberals with no assets are provided free legal aid lawyers by the justice system or free lawyers by billionaire communist backers like George Soros. But we can copy the strategy of civil disobedience by using the one advantage we've got, buying power. We don't need violence. We can bring this nation and economy to its knees with our wallets and purses. Other than open borders, the main tool of this communist takeover is COVID vaccine mandates. This is the defunding of the middle class. The middle class doesn't want this vaccine. Cops don't want it. Neither do firemen, prison guards, border patrol, nurses, paramedics, the military, or jet pilots. Millions of middle class Americans will soon be fired or forced to resign. They will lose their jobs, incomes, and pensions. This is how the radical communists will make us jobless and hopeless. This is how they will make us dependent on government. This is how they will destroy first responders and the military. This is how the enemies of America create chaos, crisis, confusion, depression, and division. Liberals are ripping this country apart with their COVID vaccine mandates. We have to hit back hard. Just as my book proposes, the hero pilots of Southwest Airlines just used the power of the purse. A week ago, they refused to fly. They called in sick by the thousands. Thousands of planes were grounded. Thousands of flights were canceled. The airline lost $75 million in just a few days. The liberal mainstream media once again lied. They made believe this was based on schedule issues and weather. The last thing they want is word getting out that millions of Americans refuse to take the COVID jab, and some of them are fighting back. That message scares government and liberals to death, as well it should. The first volley was shot by Southwest Airlines pilots and flight crews. The result? Victory! Southwest CEO announced they will not adhere to Biden's federal mandate to terminate workers who won't vaccinate. Immediately, Delta and American announced the same decision. Bullseye! The airlines blinked. We won. This is the way forward. This is the model for conservatives. We do all the work. We have the buying power. Without our work ethic and dollars, every company in America is bankrupt and out of business. This is the way forward out of the darkness. With mass protests, strikes, boycotts, intimidation, and civil disobedience. In my next column, I'll lay out a plan that empowers conservatives, Christians, patriots, to showcase the full force of our power with nationwide strikes. As Ben Franklin said, we either hang together or we will surely hang separately. Together we have the power to take back our country from these communist traitors. That's my column, We Can Take Back the USA, by modeling the hero Southwest airline pilots, coming out to a newspaper near you on Sunday through Creators Syndicate. So, this is happening all over the world, by the way. It's not just happening in America. Here's an article from Australia. As Australia continues to ease COVID restrictions, three major supermarket chains in the country are preparing to adopt a vaccine mandate that will effectively force 300,000 workers from across Australia to either get vaccinated or quit, in accordance with the no jab, no job doctrine. According to the Financial Review, Australia's most widely read financial journal, Woolworths is leading the charge to impose vaccine mandates on workers across Australia's supermarket sector. So far, rivals Coles and Aldi have already joined in with their own commitments. However, even as the mandate is imposed on workers, unvaccinated customers will still be welcome in the stores, since the management and Aussie government have apparently drawn the line at threatening starvation to try and coerce people to accept the jab. Woolworth's mandate will apply to all its staff at its 1,200 retail outlets across Australia. They've got supermarkets, they've got Big W discount department stores, they've got warehouse distribution centers, and they've got offices. And Woolworths said it intends to make January 31st the deadline for full vaccination requirement across Australia. And so here's my point. If the workers of this supermarket were not morons, instead of rushing out to get the vaccine to make your bosses happy, what you should be doing is all of you strike and the stores are closed and they make no money. And when they make no money, they're out of business. And they understand they've got to come back to the negotiating table and drop the vaccine mandates. See, if we do not hang together, we will surely hang separately. Ben Franklin's words never been more true than today. If you could get every cop to walk out for a day, there'd be no more vaccine mandates. Every fireman to walk out for a day. I know, people would pay for it with their lives. People would die in fires. Maybe cops and firemen could get together and arrange half walk out for the day. So it'll be thin, but it won't be completely devoid of firemen and policemen. If all the nurses left for a day, or at least half of them, there'd be no one to treat the patients. The hospitals would go under. We have the power, and that doesn't include the buying power of the consumers, who are almost all conservative middle-class people. In solidarity with policemen, with firemen, with nurses, with pilots, we could tell American Airlines, Delta Airlines, Southwest Airlines, screw you, we're not flying anymore until you get rid of the vaccine mandate, and they'd all be out of business. We have the power.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this show, The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book, my new book. It's out. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Target.com. And it is the list of 100-plus companies that are woke, that are liberal, for conservatives and Christians and patriots and Trump deplorables to protest and boycott and hound. And I've got the list of the companies, names, the CEOs, as well as all their contact information, phone number, email, physical mailing address, social media address, all of that, board of directors' names. All of it is available inside my book. It's like a resource guide you can use for years to come. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Because we need to develop civil disobedience. We need to strike and boycott and intimidate and protest and go after these people like relentless warriors. General Electric workers stage walkout in protest of vaccine mandates. You understand it's happening now all over the country. Liberals are scared. First of all, they lie to us. They tell us it's like 70 or 80% of America's vaccinated. Lie! It's at best 50-50. Go look at the state numbers. How could America be 70 to 80% vaccinated when the state numbers show each state is 50-50? And the answer is it's not anything approaching 70 or 80% vaccinated. It's almost all unvaccinated. How come everybody I know is unvaccinated? I don't even know vaccinated people. Oh, I know a few. But 90% of everyone I know is unvaccinated. And the reality is that goes the same all over the United States. So what they don't want you getting, a hold of is the knowledge that lots of people are not complying. Lots of people are resisting, and lots of people are protesting and boycotting. They don't want you to know that you could protest and boycott and shut a company down. They're scared to death, you know that. This is what I'm teaching people. General Electric workers stage walkout. See, others are now copying Southwest. GE employees walked out of work in protest of the coronavirus vaccine mandate Thursday morning at GE's Greenville plant. I believe that's South Carolina, right? Greenville, South Carolina. The demonstration grew, and it ended up being hundreds. GE is subject to the federal government's mandate, as President Biden has signed an executive order requiring federal contractors to be vaccinated. If you want to work with the federal government, do business with us, get vaccinated. If you talk about divisive. However, the outlet reported handfuls of people walked from the GE plant wearing blue uniforms. Some were seen in cars leaving the property. My point is, it's happening all over the country. People are starting to be emboldened, and that's what liberals were scared of. Illinois sheriffs reject Mayor Lightfoot's urgent plea to cover the police shortage in crime-infested Chicago. Here's another example of don't comply, resist, civil disobedience. Okay, they've got a COVID mandate in Chicago while the city is being destroyed, looted, rioted, burned, robbed. Home invasions, carjackings, deaths, oh my God, the murders. It's a genocide, a black-on-black genocide going on in the streets of Chicago, and now there's not going to be any cops because so many of the cops don't want to get the vaccine. They're going to fire them. So Chicago's like, hey, no problem. We'll fire them, but we'll get cops from the outer suburbs. They'll supply us with cops. We'll pay them top dollar. Well, little fly in the ointment. The Illinois sheriffs are rejecting the plea to cover the police shortage as hundreds of Chicago police are being put on no-pay leave over their refusal to submit to the COVID vaccine. Mayor Lori Lightfoot appears to have fewer and fewer allies as she desperately tries to fill the gap of officer shortages. Area county sheriffs are refusing to send additional manpower that she's requesting to cover the gaps, telling her it's a problem of the mayor's own making. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, otherwise known as Beetlejuice, because she looks like Beetlejuice, received a rude awakening after multiple sheriffs refused her request to fill the gap. She wants to fire 3,000 police officers, and they say, sorry, you're just not going to have any cops on the streets of Chicago. The city will be taken over by gangs. We're not going to help you. That's what you call resisting. That's what you call non-compliance. That's what you call civil disobedience. This is what we have to do all over this country, however and wherever we can. Do not comply. Resist. Fight back. Spit in their face. Chant F Joe Biden or Let's Go Brandon. This is pure evil on the other side. And you've got to resist evil. You cannot comply. Simple as that. Civil disobedience like Dr. Martin Luther King for conservatives now.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I must tell you, I don't have a near-term answer.
President Biden regarding gasoline as the national average approaches $3.40 a gallon. President Biden continues on CNN by saying there are two things he could do.
I could go in the petroleum reserve and take out and probably reduce the price of gas maybe 18 cents or so a gallon. It's still going to be above $3.
The least expensive gas in the country is in Oklahoma. Meanwhile, no surprise, the most expensive in California. Authorities now believe Brian Laundrie is dead. The FBI confirming human remains found at a Florida nature reserve are those of Gabby Petito's fiancé, and they made that confirmation with dental records. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the author, by the way, the number one bestseller, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott. 20 categories over the last month at Amazon, and we are very proud of the results of that book, The Root, The Root, The Root's on Fire. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming to you from the house that Root built. Hey, we got a great guest right now, former United States Senator of the great state of Nevada, Dean Heller. He's a candidate for the governor of Nevada, and we welcome to the show. Dean, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, good to hear your voice. Great to be on your show. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Look, you and I have had our disagreements in the past about certain issues, but it's good of you to be on the show. And look, I supported you for U.S. Senate last time. The fact is, I want Republicans to win. And look, you're far better than any Democrat you're running against, not even close. So I was rooting for you, and I fought for you. And in the end, I'm not sure who I'm rooting for in the primary for governor yet. But in the end, whoever wins, okay, I will back them. That's what I always do. I'm for the more conservative candidates in the primary, but I will fight for whoever wins in the primary because we need good Republicans. Simple as that. So let's talk about some issues because that's what matters to me as you run for governor of Nevada.
And I have 20. Yeah, Wayne, I got 20 minutes to convince you one way or another, correct? So here we go.
All right. So first of all, for me, the biggest issue in America has got to be open borders. So you see what's going on at the border. Where do you stand on the borders? I know that's not a governor's issue per se. It's actually more of a U.S. Senate issue than a governor's issue. But there is an invasion of the borders of the United States, and I wanted to get you on record because that's my biggest issue. So let's hear your stand on the border.
Well, first of all, you said it exactly right. We do have a problem at the border. Think about this. When I ended my career back in Washington, D.C., we had a secure border. Because of Donald Trump and his efforts and what we were doing back in Washington, D.C., this border was controlled. Look at what we have today. We have over 250,000 people coming every month into our country. And guess where they're sending them? They're sending them to sanctuary cities. Back at Clark County, the sanctuary county or a sanctuary city. I tell people across the state, why does it matter that Las Vegas is a sanctuary city? Because that's where they send these people to come across the border. They send them to sanctuary cities, and you're paying for it. Whether you live in Elko or Reno or Carson City, you're paying right for Las Vegas to be a sanctuary county. So it's wrong what we're doing, and I'll tell you, there is a way to solve it, and that's bring Trump back.
Well, on the national basis, bring Trump back. But what about in Nevada? In other words, you admit the truth, and it really is the truth. Clark County is a sanctuary county. Las Vegas is a sanctuary city. How did that happen? Who let it become a sanctuary city? And if you were governor, is there a way you can stop that and reverse that?
Well, first of all, I will tell you right now, and you know me, Wayne, pretty well. One, there will not be a mask mandate in this state, nor will we ever shut this state down again. There will be no lockdown, but we also will not have sanctuary cities in this state. The reason that we have a sanctuary city right now in Las Vegas is because Metro kicked ICE out of Metro. So those that were arrested, cause a crime. ICE used to take those and, of course, return them to their countries of origin. And Metro decided that they no longer wanted to do that. Not only did they do that, Wayne, not only did they do that, they start practicing catch and release. So we started taking convicted criminals and taking them out of jail and putting them back on the streets. The results of that, with being a sanctuary city and catch and release, is we now have a murder rate in Clark County that's higher than Guatemala's. Think about that for a minute. We have a murder rate in Clark County that's higher than Guatemala because of these practices that have been instituted by the politicians in Southern Nevada.
All right, so when you say that, you're going right after your opponent, right, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, because here's a guy who claims he's a big Republican. He's running. He's probably the front runner because I know he's raised a gigantic load of money. So obviously the establishment is supporting Joe Lombardo. But if Metro is the one that made this a sanctuary city and a sanctuary county, Joe Lombardo is in charge of Metro. I just want to get you on record. Is that the guy who put us into this situation?
Well, I don't think there's any way of making that argument any other way, but I will say what is wrong is that Joe Lombardo is not the front runner in this race. if you take a look at the polling data out there in this primary, we're 10 to 15 points ahead of Joe Lombardo right now. When it comes against Sisolak, we're both within the margin of error. And I would make the argument you have two candidates, both within the margin of error of Sisolak. One's conservative and one's liberal, and that's what Republicans are going to have to determine. And by the way, let's keep this about Sisolak. We need to get this governor out of there. He has taken us to the top of every bad list in America. We are the worst in crime. It's the worst when it comes to graduation rates. We have high unemployment rates, even suicide rates. You go take a look at the list that's out there, and if it's bad, Nevada's at the top of it. We need to stop this. We're crushing Nevada families, and we can't keep living like this.
All right, so let me ask you, when you say that you are the conservative candidate, you know that I'm Mr. Conservative, right? And you know I was Mr. Donald Trump. And you know the big question about you was, the only reason that I had a problem with you, Dean, is that you dumped Trump at one point in 2016 during that election. I know you came back in 20 and you had a change of heart, but that was what rubbed me the wrong way, right? So, I mean, are we to now believe you are the most conservative candidate and on most issues you match up with Trump and with Wayne Root? That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, Wayne, and I'm going to prove to you in the next 2 minutes that I am the only proven conservative in this race. I am the only candidate that worked with the White House when it came to the American First agenda. Not only did I vote for it, not only do I support it to this day, but I helped write it. When it came to the tax cuts and the Jobs Act under President Trump, I'm the only one in this race that sat there with the White House and helped write this policy. And I voted for it, and I support it to this day. Every conservative judge that President Trump put in front of the United States Senate, over 150 of them, I voted for every single one of them, including two conservative justices on the Supreme Court. So we can put all this together. I will take my conservative record on abortion, on guns, on crime, on immigration against anybody else in this race. And keep one thing in mind. I was the only member of our delegation to vote against the Wall Street bailout when I was in Congress. So that I will take my record at any time, my conservative record against anybody else in this race.
All right, so let me tell you the issue that I think will be the big one for you as governor. I want to get where you stand on it. We're talking to Dean Heller, former United States Senator, state of Nevada, now running for governor of Nevada. Dean, here's the deal. I am very much keen on this vaccine mandate, okay? I'm not saying I'm anti-vax. I don't necessarily want a candidate to say vaccines are bad or vaccines are killing people. You never have to say any of that with me. But the mandate where you force people to lose their jobs if they don't want the vaccine, cops don't want it. Firemen don't want it. Paramedics don't want it. A lot of nurses don't want it. Prison guards don't want it. Border Patrol doesn't want it. Military doesn't want it. We're about to lose 20%, 30% of the best first responders and military people our country will ever have, and you're going to throw them in the street, throw them out, they lose their pension, they lose their salary. Please tell me that in this state you will not allow vaccine mandates.
As I said, Wayne, I helped write the American First agenda, and what I'm going to do is write the Nevada First agenda. And at the top of the Nevada First agenda is that there will be no mask mandates and there will be no lockdowns. There will be no vaccine passports. None of that is going to occur as long as I am governor of the state. By the way, number two to the Nevada First agenda is going to be integrity in the election process we have here in this state.
Right, right.
We are going to change those. We are going to change the laws, and I'm telling you right now, Wayne, and this is to all your listeners, day one that I am governor, I will do an executive order requiring voter ID for every race, for every primary, general election, and special election that we have in this state. I will make that a priority that we have voter ID in our elections. But you were talking about the vaccine. By the way, I am vaccinated. My family is vaccinated.
And that's fine.
Take a million hands. Yeah, a million hands in the next 12 months, but I will never, never mandate it to anybody else. No, and I think families and individuals have to make the decisions that are best for them and best for their families.
Right. You know,
and we will leave it there.
Dean, I've written extensively on this, and I said this would kill the American economy, and my understanding is in New York City, where they really strictly enforce the mandate to walk into a restaurant or a retail store, the retail and restaurant associations are reporting business down anywhere from 40 to 60%. They're all going to go out of business. Now, Nevada, Las Vegas, tourist capital of the world, we will not survive if you tell all the people who feel strongly they don't want the vaccine, you can't come in anymore, you can't enter a convention, which they're already doing, you can't enter a Raiders game, they're already doing it. You can't enter a restaurant. Thank God no one's doing it. You can't enter a retail store. Thank God so far no one I know is doing it. Well, we're not as extreme as New York or San Francisco, but you would kill the tourism business. Think of all the people like me who don't want to get vaccinated. You want our money. I go out every night to eat in Las Vegas, man. You got to protect guys like me.
Correct. Wayne, you're absolutely right. I agree with you. Let's just keep one thing in mind. The first government agency in Nevada to require a vaccine passport was Metro in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I got
it. That was the very first government agency.
I'm aware.
By the way, part of the Nevada First agenda is also going to be to rid critical race theory.
Hey, Dean, hold on one sec. Hey, Dean, do me a favor. We're just going to break. You know how radio is. When the music comes on, we're going to news and weather and ads and all that stuff. We got to hold you. Just hang through the break. Is that okay? We'll get you on the other side.
All right, Wayne. All right,
I just got a few more questions for you. Dean Heller, former United States Senator, candidate for governor of Nevada. We'll be right back. Wayne on the route. More with former U.S. Senator Dean Heller.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of LibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of LibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of LibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. The sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And, of course, today, right after the show is over, what pops up? My weekend podcast. It's a once-a-week best of the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem, and I present America's top 10 most important stories for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and Trump warriors. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. All right, we're back with former United States Senator Dean Heller, now candidate for governor of Nevada. Welcome back to the show, Dean.
Thanks, Wayne, and thanks to your listeners.
So we were just talking about critical race theory. You just mentioned that when we went to break. So let us know where you stand on that. You know where I stand. Obviously, it's horrible. I mean, let me just tell you my thoughts on it real quick. Then I want to hear your take.
Okay.
It's like marriage, right? A lot of people go, marriage sucks. But every friend I know that gets divorced, they get remarried, right? If it's so bad, they wouldn't get married again. Marriage sucks, except it's better than everything else out there. America is not perfect. We do bad things. But to show us as evil and horrible when we're better than every other country in the world, no matter what we've done bad, we're better than every other country in the world. What's the proof? Everybody in the world wants to come here. We can't be that bad. If we're so evil, why does every Haitian want to come here? Every Middle Easterner want to come here? Every Mexican wants to come here? Obviously, we're not a racist nation because they're leaving their countries to come here. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah, we are not a racist country, but the critical race theory is based on the Marxist theory. Of course, the Marxist theory itself uses wealth, but in this case, it uses race. And basically, it's pitting the oppressed against the oppressors. And in this case, it's based on the color of your skin. I want an educational system in America, especially here in Nevada, that teaches you to love America. That's what I want. I want an education system that teaches you to love America and, two, to love one another. And the critical race theory teaches you exactly the opposite of that. And I don't think you can teach in schools if you're pitting students against students, young students against other young students, it just doesn't make any sense. So if we're going to move forward as an educational system, critical race theory cannot be part of the curriculum.
What do you think about the job that Joe Biden's doing? Obviously, you're aware that almost everywhere you go, every sporting event, everywhere you walk, people are chanting F Joe Biden, go, let's go Brandon. I mean, obviously, this guy's become the most hated president in the history of America. Your thoughts on Joe Biden and the job he's doing?
Well, just think about it. I mean, we have a quarter of a million people a month coming across our southern border. We have a total embarrassment in Afghanistan. Think about oil prices. What used to pay for a full gallon of gas, you can only get a half a tank full of gas now. Same with food prices. Used to be getting a full cart of food. Now it'll only pay for a half a cart of food. Inflation is going through the roof. This is a shame that we have a president that in 10 months was able to destroy the economy the way it was. Wayne, think about it. Just 2 years ago, we had one of the strongest, most robust economy in America's history.
History, yeah.
Just 2 years ago. Look where we are today. Look where we are today. And I tell people, you want to fix this in 24 hours? You can. You can fix this in 24 hours. Just bring Trump back.
Right. Well, and by the way, the way to bring Trump back and fix it in 24 hours, you mentioned it, and I'm very glad you did, voter ID. We fix everything with voter ID. I don't want to stop a single person from voting, black or green or orange or male or female or gay or straight or transsexual. You, one person gets one vote in America, but how do you know you're not getting one person with 50 votes? How do you know dead people aren't voting? I mean, you do agree there was some massive voter fraud in 2020 on a national and a Nevada basis, yes?
Let me be very clear, Wayne. I believe we have some of the most corrupt voting laws in the country here in the state of Nevada.
Right.
The legislature last session made it easier to cheat. That's all they did. That piece of legislation made it easier to cheat by eliminating voter ID through ballot harvesting or through cheat by mail. Any way that you want. You know, I was former Secretary of State for 12 years, so I know a little bit about election laws here in the state of Nevada. And I will tell you, when I am governor, you will have, again, safe and secure elections here in this state. And the first thing I'm going to do as governor of the state of Nevada is I will do an executive order requiring voter ID. That has to happen. Think about this for a minute, Wayne. We have probably over half the Democrats in the state of Nevada right now believe that Hillary Clinton beat Trump. We have over half the Republicans in Nevada today believing that Trump beat Biden. How can you govern when nobody trusts the results of our election? And it's nearly impossible. So as a former Secretary of State, I will make this guarantee to your listeners that we will again go back to safe and secure elections here in this state.
All right, Dean Heller running for governor of Nevada, former United States Senator. Hey, Dean, is there a website where people can learn more about you or donate to your campaign?
There is. Please take a look at DeanHeller.com. There's a video on there that I'd like you to take a look at. It's only about 2 minutes long. It'll give you a really good insight onto the direction of this campaign. And if you like it, please send it to your friends. And if you really like it, hit the donate button.
All right, DeanHeller.com. Hey, former U.S. Senator Dean Heller, really appreciate you coming on the show. You and I are back in the good grace of each other, and you're welcome on the show anytime.
We are.
Thank you. God bless.
Wayne, thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. We'll be back. Lots of candidates for Governor Nevada. Lots of interesting candidates. You got to make the choice. I try and give them the platform. It's up to you to decide.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com. 2.